and short broom hat.
I want to be a private eye.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Gale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast series of Radio Private Eyes, some of the best old-time radio detective shows on the net. As I prepare these shows for the Mystery Play Internet Radio live stream, and of course shows for the the podcast, I look at the dates and the bulk of these radio shows were written and presented and aired on radio in the 30s and 40s and some into the 50s, but the bulk was the after the beginning of World War II, and at the time the world was experiencing a devastating war and economic problems all over the world, economic depression, and people were terrified, and radio stepped up. These radio shows provided them comfort and a little bit of release and ease of their troubles, of our grandparents, and in some cases, great-grandparents, and in some of us, great-great-grandparents. So I'm preparing these shows. I'm looking at these dates, and I'm thinking, radio has done it once again. These same shows that were aired back then have given us a connection with our relatives, because right now, with all the rioting, the pandemic, and the economic situation, people are terrified, people are scared, but they can sit back and they can listen to these radio shows, and just for 30 minutes to an hour, they can just forget about their problems and delve into the world of radio. Now, it wouldn't be possible for me to air these broadcasts if it wasn't for your support. So please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's mpir-otr.com. And on the menu selection, select the donations and support menu item. A PayPal donation of $5, $10, $20, $50 or more will go a long way to pay for the operating costs and presenting these shows. But more importantly, for those who are unable to send a donation, you're helping your fellow man out. You're giving somebody a chance to forget about their troubles, forget about the problems in the world, and just delve into and relax with some outstanding radio entertainment. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you, and your fellow listeners thank you too. Okay, let's go on to our next program.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Twyla. I'm glad you called. I'll have to have a rain check, Angel. Army intelligence is flying me to Athens, Greece. Yeah. Seems some boy over there is proud of his marksmanship, and they figure I'll give him something to shoot at.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the gorgeous Greek.
The boy who first gave out with the line, "Appearances can be deceiving," had something there. As a case in point, I'd like you to meet Theodoros Gunario. Monsieur Gunario was a chubby little character who just walked into the Cafe Olympia in Athens. To look at him as he makes his way to a table in the corner, you'd think here was a man who wouldn't hurt a fly. And you'd be right, which puts the local flies way ahead of his fellow men.
Ah, Nicholas, my good friend, it's great pleasure for to see you.
Unfortunately, I can't say the same. You know this isn't wise, Gennaro. Suppose the police see us together.
So? Who else knows Nicholas Venizelos is number one man in Communist Party in all Greece?
A position you obviously feel much better qualified to hold.
You are wrong, Nicholas. I think you are best man for job. I once tell Comrade Molotov, if it can help the party, Nicholas Venizelos would cut off his hand up to here.
Never mind, Gennaro. Did you see Iris Richards?
Oh, yes. We have a very nice talk.
She knows why she was brought to Athens?
Of course. For to become good friends with General Deliani.
Well, our Bulgarian comrades would like to know why they weren't advised that Greece would defend the island of Gamma from their attack.
They find out different, huh?
The situation seems to afford you some amusement.
Well, after all, I am Greek.
So am I.
Oh, it's different for you, Nicholas. Your whole family is living in England for a long time.
I'm still a Greek, but I'm a communist first. Why didn't Iris inform us of General Lignani's plans?
How did she know when she has not seen him?
Why not? He was interested in her.
Yes, but she's not interested in him.
What?
Oh, you must not be too hard on girl, Nicholas. But she is in love.
That isn't funny, Gennaro.
No, it's very sad. But love is feeling very difficult to control.
She is to give up this man at once.
I say this to her, but she finds it very hard.
Well, if Comrade Richards hasn't enough self-discipline to give him up, we'll have to do it for her. Get rid of him.
Get rid of him?
You seem to take a strange delight in misunderstanding me, Gennaro.
You don't understand, Nicholas. To get rid of this young man is a very difficult problem. This is not a boy we can drop in Mediterranean and nobody will ask questions.
I don't care who he is. I want it done.
Then maybe you do it yourself. You have best chance.
What are you talking about?
This young fellow Iris fell in love with is your brother, George.
What?
Oh, she's real crazy for him, Nicholas.
You're lying.
It's easy enough to find out. Why don't you ask Iris?
I will.
Oh, I'm so happy. Imagine, 5 years I know you, and this is first idea you take from Gennaro. Maybe someday I'll give you some more.
Just a second.
Iris Richards?
That's right.
I wonder if you could spare me a few minutes. I'm Nicholas Venizelos.
Oh.
Obviously, you're familiar with the name.
Obviously. Come in.
Thank you. Very lovely suite.
I like it. All right, Mr. Venizelos. Let's get on with it.
Pardon?
You came here for a reason.
Naturally. I understand you're in love with my brother, George.
Where do you understand that from?
The usual reliable source. Have I been misinformed?
No.
You care a great deal for him.
More than anything else in the world.
You know, oddly enough, I believe you.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'd like to tell you a little about our family.
Don't bother. George has already briefed me. Why don't you leave him alone?
You must understand, Iris. My brother is very young.
He's 29.
He's still a child in many ways.
Maybe that's because you never gave him a chance to grow up.
Perhaps I should explain. I'm very fond of George.
And he hates you.
That's not true.
You better open your eyes, Mr. Venizelos. He can't stand you. You've interfered with everything in his life.
Someone had to. This situation proves it.
Meaning I'm not good enough for him?
If you prefer to believe that, that's your privilege, but I order you to give him up.
You order me?
Yes.
Oh, you've got the wrong girl.
On the contrary, I've got the right one. Does George know you're a common form agent?
What?
That you're in Greece on party business.
You're crazy.
Your contact here is Theodoros Gennaro.
Why, you... You're a comrade yourself.
My party card bears the name of Paul Papoulos.
You're Papoulos?
Yes.
Oh, but I had no idea.
Naturally. Gennaro is the only one in Greece who knows. The party is outlawed here.
Please, comrade, may I say something?
No.
But I'd like to explain.
You couldn't possibly. You were sent here on an important mission. To date, you have betrayed that trust. I feel my brother is responsible. You are never to see him again. Is that understood? I ask you something, Iris.
But what can I tell him?
That you were just using him to pass the time of day.
No. No, I can't do it.
And I say you will. Good day, comrade. I know I can depend on you to fulfill your obligations.
I guess we better start looking for a parking place, Iris.
What?
Well, I'd love to drive you right into the Acropolis, but unfortunately the road hasn't been paved since 500 B.C. Shall we get out?
Wait a minute, George. Hmm? There's something I want to tell you.
Now, darling, I'm sure it's not that serious.
Yes, it is. I'm not seeing you anymore. I'm not clowning, George.
All right, dear, I give up. What's the joke?
It's no joke.
But you couldn't possibly mean that.
Couldn't I?
No. You're in love with me.
Well, of all the conceited, egotistical males, what have you got that makes you think you're so special?
I never claimed I was.
No, but your attitude shows it. Sure, you may be hot stuff here in Greece, but I come from a big country, honey. Guys like you are a dime a dozen on every street corner.
You don't mean that, Iris.
You want to bet?
But you told me.
I never had it so good. You didn't believe me, did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, you poor sap. I guess your brother was right.
My brother?
Well, didn't you tell me that he said you needed a nursemaid?
Has Nicholas been up to see you?
No.
You're lying.
All right, so I am. Yeah. Yeah, he was up to see me.
What did he say?
Well, it wasn't what he said, sweetie. It was what he did. He gave me a check for 20,000 drachmas.
You didn't take it.
Now, baby, be reasonable. A girl's got to look out for herself.
You can't mean that, Iris.
For heaven's sake, what does it take to convince you? Maybe I should have made a tape recording of the dialogue. Get this and get it straight, Mr. Venizelos. You never meant a thing in my young life. You couldn't possibly.
Iris.
And stop irising me. I know my name. I've had it long enough. Now, will you take me back to the hotel?
Good evening, Mr. George.
Good evening, Paul. Is my brother home?
No, sir. He went out right after dinner.
Have you any idea where I can find him?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Well, did he say anything about...
Shall I...
No, I'll answer it. Hello.
Hello, is this Venizelos?
Yes.
This is Gennaro. How are you, my friend?
Who?
Theodorus Gennaro.
Oh, well, you have the...
I just see Comrade Iris. I understand everything is worked out fine.
What did you say?
What's the matter? You can't talk now?
No, just a moment. Paul?
Yes, Mr. George?
Would you mind leaving me alone?
Not at all, sir.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Gennaro. What were you saying?
It's not too important. I just called to congratulate you. I see now Moscow is right.
Moscow?
When they make you head of party in Greece instead of me.
Head of the party?
What's the matter, Nicholas? You don't seem for to understand me.
It's just that I've been asleep and I'm still rather groggy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's better I don't call, huh?
Oh, I'd never forgive myself if I'd missed this. And now, if you'll excuse me, Gennaro, I'll hang up. I've got one or two calls of my own I'd like to make.
Hello?
Have I the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Michael Waring?
If that's your idea of pleasure. Who is this?
I'm afraid my name won't mean much to you. It's George Venizelos.
George Venizelos?
Yes, your embassy suggested I get in touch with you.
Well, what can I do for you?
I believe the shoe was on the other foot. I'd like to do something for you. You're aware that the Communist Party is outlawed in Greece.
Yes.
Well, suppose I told you that the number one man is right here in Athens. What would you say to that?
Well, the first thing I'd say is, what's his name?
I take it then you're interested.
Interested is hardly the word.
Well, I live at 14 Trikoupes.
Trikoupes. That's the street right near the monument to Byron, isn't it?
That's the one. Can I expect you at 10?
You wouldn't want to make it earlier?
Try to be patient, Mr. Waring. After all, you chaps have been looking for this fellow for years. A few hours, more or less, shouldn't matter. I'll see you at 10.
Mr. Waring?
That's right.
In just a moment. Come in. I'm George Venizelos.
I figured as much.
May I take your coat?
Don't bother. I don't think I'll be staying long.
Cigarette?
I'll stick to my own brand, if you don't mind. Thanks.
Funny. You look nothing like I had imagined.
Does anybody?
Well, I only meant when I was in the States some years back, I heard a great deal about the Falcon. I rather fancied he'd be tall and lean.
Maybe I'm not the Falcon, then.
What?
That's right. I'm not Mike Waring.
Then, who are you?
Eddie Welch.
Eddie Welch? Did Waring...
Send me? Perish forbid. I'm here strictly on my own. Let this be a lesson to you, Georgie. Next time you make a phone call, make sure it don't go through a hotel switchboard. It's like a radio show. You never can tell who's listening.
On the highway, speed is the number one killer. It takes more than half of the lives lost in traffic accidents in many states. Last year, speeding drivers caused 15,000 deaths in the United States. That year, more than 500,000 persons were injured in automobile accidents blamed on excessive speed. That's the bloody price tag on too much speed, the cost that you may pay sooner or later for a few minutes saved by speeding. Slow down for safety's sake, and remember, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, and apparently this wasn't Georgie's day. It may have started badly enough when Iris gave him the air, but Eddie Welch sure ended it for him with a bang. But I knew none of this when I got out of the cab in front of 14 Trikoupes. I never even noticed the official-looking car parked at the curb. I guess I was asleep. But the boy who answered the door certainly opened my eyes.
Yes, please?
I'm looking for George Venizelos.
On your name?
Mike Waring.
I'll be so good as to enter.
Maybe I better not.
Pardon?
Well, I learned a long time ago when I'm greeted by a man in a blue coat and brass buttons that better I should have stood in bed.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Emmanuel Kumundures. Lieutenant in His Majesty's police.
I was afraid of that. Well, where do we go?
Right here.
Uh-oh. Is that George Venizelos?
You did not know him?
Only as a voice on the phone. May I?
Allow me. Oh, Stratos.
Yes, sir.
Take three men and interview the neighbors.
Yes, Lieutenant. All right. You, come with me.
Well, seen enough?
Too much. Apparently he knew what he was talking about.
Pardon?
He called me a couple of hours ago at my hotel. The American Embassy had referred him to me.
Why?
Well, he claimed he knew the identity of the number one boy in the communist underground here.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, someone was real anxious to shut him up. Did he have any family?
Just a brother.
What's his name?
Nicholas Venizelos.
Think I could talk to him?
I do not imagine it would do any good.
Still, you never know unless you try. I'll be seeing you, Lieutenant.
I wish there was some way I could help, Mr. Waring, but I'm afraid there isn't much I can tell you.
Well, you never know, Mr. Venizelos. Was your brother a communist?
What?
Well, he claimed he knew the identity of the head man in the party here.
Oh, it must have been George's idea of a joke. Believe me, he took absolutely no interest in politics.
Well, then what do you think was the motive for his murder?
Robbery.
According to the police, there wasn't a thing taken from his apartment.
Perhaps the burglar was frightened off.
Well, that's a possibility. But let's look at another. How did you two get along?
You know I'd be within my rights to say it's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, I've got a great deal of confidence in you.
Well, I appreciate that.
George and I never got along too well. I suppose it was all my fault. I insisted on treating him as a child.
And naturally, he resented it.
Naturally. I never realized how much until recently.
How did you find out?
Through a mutual acquaintance.
Iris Richards?
Where did you learn about her?
Through Lieutenant Commandoris. You think she might know anything about his murder?
Of course not.
Still, I think we ought to have a talk.
I'd rather you didn't, old man.
You and your brother weren't rivals for her affections.
Don't be ridiculous.
And why do you object to my seeing her?
Because there's nothing to be gained by it.
Well, you never can tell.
Nevertheless, I forbid you to see her.
You, forbid me?
Yes.
Well, you sound like you're used to giving orders.
I am.
What happens when they're not obeyed?
That's a very good question, Waring. And if you insist on seeing Iris, you'll have the opportunity of finding the answer for yourself. I rather doubt whether you'll enjoy making the discovery.
Yes?
Hello, Miss Richards.
Who are you?
A fellow American.
Oh, and you think this is old home week?
Well, I had hopes.
Sorry, I'm busy.
The name is Waring, Mike Waring.
Mm-hmm. I'm still busy.
I'm a friend of George Venizelis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if George sent you over to plead his case, he's wasting his time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that
fine? Oh, yeah, sure. So may I come in?
It won't do you any good.
Won't do me any harm, either.
How is George?
Not so hot.
He'll get over it.
I kind of doubt that, Iris. You never get over his kind of trouble.
He's a fool. He'll find a million other girls.
Not George.
Sure he will. He's just a kid.
You sound like his brother Nicholas now.
Well, that's what he is.
Something tells me you were in love with the boy.
Don't make me laugh.
Why'd you see so much of him?
Well, a girl's got to have something to do in a place like this.
Mm-hmm. Then he meant nothing to you?
Not a single solitary thing.
Well, then you won't be interested in the fact that he was murdered.
What? What did you say?
Yeah, he was shot to death last night at 9:45.
You're lying.
I'm sorry, Angel.
Where is he? Where is he? I've got to see him.
I thought he didn't mean anything to you.
He didn't.
You were crazy about him.
No.
Why did you give him up?
Because I couldn't stand him.
Why did you give him up, Iris? Did Nicholas have anything to do with it?
How many times must I tell you? He didn't mean a thing to me. Not a thing. Now, will you get out of here and leave me alone?
Just a moment.
Ah, Nicholas, my good friend.
What are you doing here, Gennaro?
I just hear about your brothers making me for to be very unhappy.
Come in.
Thank you. I cannot tell you what is in my heart, Nicholas. I know how you feel about Georgie. Who do you think do such an awful thing?
I wish I knew.
Maybe that fellow Michael Waring find out, huh?
Who told you about Waring?
Oh, it's little. I don't know. It was up to see Iris.
She tell him anything?
Not Comrade Richards. She feel about party like you do. It's like I tell you on the phone yesterday.
You told me on the phone?
Well, sure, when I speak to you around 7:00.
Where did you call me?
Here.
I wasn't even home at the time.
It's impossible. The fellow I talked to have exactly the same accent.
Go on, Gennaro.
I must have made a mistake.
You certainly did. You spoke to George. What did you tell him?
Well, nothing, Nicholas. I just ask how you feel. How's business?
You're lying. You must have mentioned something about the party.
No, Nicholas.
You stupid, blundering fool.
You should never do this to Gennaro. I forgive you because you are upset.
Get out!
Sure, Nicholas. I know I have been a great disappointment to you, but maybe I can make up for it. You see if I don't gonna try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Hello, Waring.
Do I know you?
Well, if you don't, it's not my fault. I'm Eddie Welch.
Eddie Welch? Oh, sure. Yeah, would you like to come in?
Try and keep me out.
I assume that gun is loaded.
Uh-huh.
Then I wouldn't dare. I just flop anywhere. That sofa is pretty good.
Thanks. And suppose you sit right here where I can keep an eye on you.
Anything to oblige an old friend. So, you're Eddie Welch.
Hit register?
Yeah, very definitely. You're a trigger man for the CP. What are you doing in Athens?
I'm crazy about ruins.
I thought you made your own.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
No, not very. Did you take care of George Venizelos?
What do you think?
I think, yes. What bothers me is who gave you your orders. Tell you what I'll do, Eddie. Make you a deal.
You'll make me a deal?
Well, occasionally you have to bargain with rats.
Why, you no good.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You're sick.
Get back.
I just want to help you.
I said get back or I'll...
You what?
Let go.
Come on, drop it. Drop it or I'll break your arm. I mean it, Eddie. All right, now, who sent you around here?
Get a doctor.
Who sent you around, Eddie?
Please, please, get me a doc. I'm on fire.
Sure, you've been poisoned.
The dirty louse.
Who did it, Eddie? Come on, you want to get even, don't you?
Oh, no good, dirty.
Eddie. Eddie. Hello, operator. There's a dead body in my room. I'd like it removed. Maybe room service can help me out.
Most of us are looking forward to the Labor Day weekend and planning to spend it out of town, and that's fine for most of us. But we should always keep in mind that these long weekend holidays are often tragic times for some of us who start out gaily to enjoy them. More than 1,300 American families will lose one or more of their loved ones in accidents on the highways. At all times, and particularly on long holiday weekends, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, I guess it only goes to prove you can't believe the ads. Here, the Hotel Olympia boasted of their deluxe service, yet when Eddie Welch keeled over in my room and I buzzed the operator for room service, it was 20 minutes before someone knocked on my door. And when I opened it, there stood Lieutenant Emmanuel Comandoris. Naturally, I was disappointed.
Ah, Mr. Waring, we meet again.
Oh, don't blame me, Lieutenant.
The gentleman is a friend of yours?
Him? Heaven forbid. That's Eddie Welch.
What was he doing here?
Well, I've got an unpleasant idea. He came over to give me a treatment.
A treatment?
Mm-hmm. The same kind he gave George Venizelos.
You feel he was responsible for the murder?
He practically admitted it to me.
Why should he?
Because he figured he had nothing to lose. He was going to put me away, too.
And what happened?
Well, he didn't watch his diet. He was poisoned.
Ridiculous.
You know, just turn him over and take a sniff. Need any help?
No, I can't manage. Thank you. Strychnine.
That's what it is.
I do not understand.
Well, my guess is that the same party who ordered him to kill George Venizelos hated loose ends. So Eddie was sent around to take care of me.
Then why was he poisoned?
Because Eddie himself was a loose end. I guess his boss hoped that he would get to me before the strychnine took effect. Lucky for me, his timing was off.
But why was George murdered?
Well, I hate to use the phrase, Lieutenant, but it fits. It was all a communist plot.
You know who was responsible?
I've got a pretty good idea. But in fairness to all concerned, I feel his brother Nicholas should be the first to know. I hope he appreciates the honor.
Hello, Nicholas.
Miss Richards.
It was Comrade Iris the last time we met.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you.
That was most unwise.
I thought the situation warranted it. Is Comrade Gunario here?
Should he be?
Mm-hmm. I took the liberty of telling him you wanted to see him. Sit down.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Isn't that a switch? I'm giving the orders now. It's funny what a little gun can do for your morale.
You regret this, comrade. I can assure you that the proper authorities are going...
Oh, please don't threaten me with party discipline. I've had all of that I can stand. For 8 years, every minute of my time belonged to the party. For 8 years, I did everything they told me without questioning. They were going to make a better world. Well, just between us girls, comrade, I haven't seen one soul they ever helped. But it took your brother's murder to open my eyes. The poor kid never...
Oh, I guess that's Comrade Guarnerio.
Shall I?
By all means. We couldn't possibly proceed without him.
Just a moment.
Hello, Nicholas.
Mr. Waring.
I think you know Lieutenant. Well, if it isn't Iris Richards.
That's who it is.
That wouldn't be a gun you're holding.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would. Better put it away, Angel. This man is a police lieutenant.
I must warn you, you young lady.
Don't bother. Just sit down over there.
Really, miss.
Go on, all of you.
Now, if you're going to behave like this, Iris, I'm not going to let you in on my surprise.
What are you talking about?
I know the motive for George's murder.
What?
Well, accidentally, George learned who was head of the local communist setup in Greece.
I could have told you that.
Yes, but you wouldn't. It's Brother Nick here, isn't it?
Yes.
Really, my dear, you're being most absurd.
No one else could have made me give up George.
But even granting all this...
You still would like to know who killed his brother?
Yes.
He did.
Really, old man...
Just stay where you are, Nicholas. Go on, Waring.
Well, Nick here was completely dedicated to the party. It came first, last, and all the time. Naturally, when George threatened to end his use to the common form by exposing him...
He had him killed.
That's right.
You certainly don't believe this, Lieutenant.
I don't know about him, but I do.
No, Iris.
Venizelos! Venizelos!
Well?
He is dead.
Anybody want to buy a second-hand Colt automatic? I'll let it go real cheap.
I'll take it.
Sold to the man on my right. All right, fellas, let's go. I think I took care of everything else.
Some more wine, Michael?
I never could say no.
You know, I am completely mystified.
I don't see why, Lieutenant.
Well, Nicholas and George were brothers.
So were Cain and Abel.
Oh, yes, but there was a difference here.
Hmm?
Nicholas was very fond of George. He did everything he possibly could for him.
Oh, sure, but his first love was the Communist Party. And anything that threatened it was his enemy. So when it came to a showdown between his brother and the party, George didn't have a chance.
I see.
Well, I guess it proves one thing. Romancing a woman can sometimes lead to trouble, but having an affair with the Communist Party is just asking for murder. Good night, Lieutenant.
The Case of the Silent Butler. The Case of the Silent Butler, that's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that a perfect servant around the house can still be a deadhead outdoors. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Anne Burr as Iris. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.